USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal authorities have arrested dozens of people as part of a $25 million scam that helped actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and other wealthy Americans get their kids into elite universities. Brandy Kay reports.
Court documents say Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, allegedly agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the University of Southern California crew team, despite the fact that neither daughter ever participated in the sport of rowing.
And according to one of the daughter's own YouTube posts, she didn't care much for school either.
But I do want the experience of, like, game day, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Their parents have been charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Senators Mitt Romney and Richard Blumenthal are among a growing number of people calling for Boeing or the FAA to ground the Boeing 737 MAX 8 following Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash that killed 157 people. Romney tells reporters,
the UK, Singapore, Australia have all taken action to ground the aircraft. It's not that they have a specific area that that is a flaw, but just out of an abundance of recognition that this is very serious.
Air safety regulators in at least 40 countries have either grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets or banned them from their airspace. Members of the International Association of Firefighters chanted "Run, Joe, Run" during an appearance by Vice President Joe Biden. He raised the issue of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
Why are the hell we arguing about that still?
Why is that even being argued? It must be permanently funded, period.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Anyone that's applying for a job needs to be very careful about who they use for a reference. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
That's the advice from account temps following a survey it conducted that determined that references carry as much weight in the American hiring process as anything else. In fact, of the nearly 3,000 managers surveyed, about a third of them said they did pass on hiring people after checking references. Managers suggest offering references before the prospective employer even requests them, and always ask contacts in advance prior to using them as a reference. And you should send a thank you note to everyone who agrees to be a reference for you. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing Russia and Cuba of keeping Nicolas Maduro in power in Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the Kremlin is standing with its Venezuelan cronies against the will of the people of a sovereign nation to protect a Moscow-friendly regime.
Moscow, like Havana, continues to provide political cover to Maduro regime while pressuring countries to disregard the democratic legitimacy of the interim president, Guaido.
Mr. Pompeo said no nation has done more to sustain the death and daily misery of ordinary Venezuelans, including Venezuela's military and their families, than the communists in Havana. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.